الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب الحكيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام بليز ريسايت الصلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Tonight is Shab-e Ashur, the night of Ashiqan, the night of lovers, the night of lovers of Imam Hussein. That's why I decided to deviate from my topic a little bit. We were discussing the benefit of religion. We're going to move a little bit to answer a question which has been asked so many times. Why this love? Why every year we have to commemorate these majalis? Why all this gathering? Why spending millions of dollars? Why? So why this much cries? Why this, all these majalis or julus and everything? There are always different opinion come forward. Some people say, why don't you collect all this money and help build the health system of your community, education system for your community, go to the blood bank, donate blood, and so all other different opinion. Now we need to find out, are we doing like some sort of ritual this thing, or there is some secret behind these majalis? Let's find out. Please recite the salawat. See, first of all, we see that since Karbala, this love never stop. These majalis never stop. The love of Ahlul Bayt never stop in any time. You know from the story of Mitham, those who don't know the story of Mitham, I'm just going to give few words so you can understand. Mitham was a slave of a lady from Banu Asad. Amir al-Mu'minin set him free, and after that he was started selling dates in Kufa. And that's why people call him Mitham al-Tammar, the one who sell tamar, dates. Amir al-Mu'minin told him, Mitham, you will be held on a palm tree because of our love. And exactly the same thing happened. Ubayd ibn Abi Ziyad al-Mal'un, first he heard that this is the prediction of Imam Ali, he tried to avoid that. But then later circumstances happened, the exactly same thing happened. They hanged him on a palm tree. Now look at the Ashiq. Look at the lover of Imam. He has been hanged over there and is praising Ahlul Bayt. He's just saying that my Mawla Imam, you don't know who he is. And then finally, they get tired of him. They told the guy to cut his tongue. They cut his tongue and he got shaheed. So someone may think because he saw Imam Ali and Aimme, that's why he had a love. No, that's not the case. It's this story continue. This love story continue. You come over here in the 3rd century, in the mid of the 3rd century, and you find Ibn Sikkit. Ibn Sikkit is a great scholar of Arabic. Mutawakkil Abbasi, the caliph, he was so much inspired by his knowledge that he asked him to come and teach my children. Ibn Sakit is a lover. Mutawakkil has little bit doubt about it. But then he is a big scholar, so he invites him, says, come to my palace and teach my kids. Ibn Sakit agreed. He says, okay, I accept. He came and started teaching the two sons of Mutawakkil. One day, Mutawakkil said, Ibn Sakit, just tell me one thing. My sons are better or Hasan Hussain's are better? My sons are better or the son of Imam Ali are better? Now this love of Imam Ali started flowing in his blood. And he said to himself, I made a biggest mistake that I accept to teach his kids. Now he reached to this point that he is comparing himself with Imam. He says, now I'm not going to hide my faith. He said, Mutawakkil, you and your both of the son, they are worse than the ghulam of my Mawla. Qamar is better than your son and yourself. Mutawakkil got angry. He said, while he is alive, cut his neck from here and pull out his tongue. And they did that. Ibn Sakit got shaheed. This caravan never stopped. It's continued. Today you see in Iraq, in Pakistan, how many blasts they do, but still, I promise you, tomorrow or today, whenever there's an ashur over there, you will see thousands of lovers will go attend the Ashura in Iraq. You will see thousands of the lover in Pakistan, Afghanistan, everywhere. They will come out on the street and commemorate and show their love for Imam. What is this love? We need to find out the secret. What's the love? Are we loving Imam or something happening automatically? What's the reason? Please recite the salawat. Look, every year, like whether it's like a working day or it's a holiday or anything, you come out from your home with your family, whether it's like a cold weather, hot weather. Why? Why? Look, have you seen Imam Hussain? Have you met with him? Was he your neighbor?
No.
Did you eat with him on the sofa?
No.
You didn't see him. All you did, you just heard. Now, he got shaheed 1400 years ago. Did you see anyone cry for his father after a few years? And here, the moment the situation is, I take the name Hussein and they start crying. They start crying such a way that like someone, the most loved one just passed away. Not only Muharram, look at the 21st of Ramadan. What it is? What is this? What's the secret? We need to find out this secret. Now, I'm going to ask you, what you think, what's the secret? Now, someone need to help me. What you think? Why do we love Imam? Yes.
Because he's our Imam.
Because we love Imam. What else?
Because we believe in him.
Because we believe in him.
Because he fought for Islam.
He fought for Islam. He's special for us, yes.
Because he fought for Islam.
He said that, yeah. Any other? Any elder? I will go by the design and we'll find out what's the reason. Yes.
He's a role model for us.
But then again, there is something automatic. This love, I'm not making it, believe me. It's coming out from the heart. Automatically. There is something more than that. Yes. Say it loud. He basically sacrificed his life for Islam. Like, some people they think that because of the atrocities happened in Karbala, right? Some people think the shiddat of that atrocity was so high that we keep loving him, we keep remembering him. Is that the case?
Yes.
There was too much zulm. That's why we still remember him. Is that the case? No, that's not the case. I mean, the other incident happened in the history, which if they are not less than this atrocity, they are at least equal to this atrocity. I will give you an example just in a few minutes. There are several things happened. I don't know if you heard the incident of Fakh. That thing happened in near Makkah. Exactly similar thing happened like a Karbala. They got killed in desert. The people cut their head. Their bodies were still in the desert for a while. And they were almost 72. And you know who were leading them? His name was Hussein too. We don't even remember that. We don't remember that. So what's the other reason? It's all atrocity.
He loves us.
That's one good option. What else?
He fought for the truth.
In fact, the other people also, they say they've also fought for the truth. Like they say, like a Zaid Shaheed. Right? Nafs-e Zakiyya. I said this far. Like maybe someone says because he belongs to Prophet's family. Right? But then all these three names I took, they all belongs to, they were the descendant of Imam Hassan. Nafs-e Zakiyya was a descendant of Imam Hassan. This Hussein who fought in Fakh and got killed by 72 members. And same thing happened. They used to call it the Karbala Fani. He was from descendant of him. All of them were Sayyid. They were the sons of Imam Hassan. So there is something else. There is something else. We need to find out. Well, brother said one hint, and I will probably explore this on later on, and that this is very close that he loves us. Okay, let's see. Let's see what else. What else is there? Yes?
He fought?
For prayers. Yeah, he fought for religion. In fact, the other people, they claim the movement of Shaheed Zayed and other, they also say they are fighting for religion. Although I'm not sure how much their claim was true. Well, this is a good answer too. This is a good answer. But then there are other answers as well. Please recite a salawat for her. That's the truth. We need to explore this. We need to go analyze it. Thank you very much, sister. Please recite another salawat. So the secret of love. Before we go secret of love, we will go look for the secret of friendship. Well, love is like a higher level of friendship. In the friendship that you do, you try to close someone. Now, in the nature, there is law of attraction. There are laws of attraction in the nature. Sometimes you see that some things attract towards other things, like a magnet pull iron towards it. The seems like there is something, some phenomena that Mu'minin's heart has an attraction towards Imam. Imam has something that Mu'minin's heart somehow that is attracted towards him. What that thing is, we need to find out. Now, that thing, at least not his body, because we haven't seen him. We don't know how he was, how tall he was. So we don't know. That's not belongs to body. Definitely, as sister mentioned, it's something to do with soul. His soul has something. Now, before we go and try to understand that love, as I said, we first try to understand the friendship. You yourself realize that sometime you come in this Husseiniyya, there are several families. Brothers have mentioned that at least there are like 70 families around here. But you don't be friends with all people. Some people, they have a phenomena when they meet with some people, they like them and they try to be friend with them. Not with all of them. What's that secret? Why a mu'min can't be a friend with all other mu'minin? This is no. There is something in the chemistry that I like this person and he like me. We like to be friend. Not all of you, right? So there is something. What's that thing is? Let's find out. Now, let me go through this expert. We go to the experts and they say, and the philosopher, they give one reason. They say they provide a law. Just remember this law. The philosopher, they say, al-sinkhiyatu illatun indimam. They say, sinkhiyat is the reason of closeness. This is the law. Al-sinkhiyatu illatun indimam. What does sinkhiyat mean? Sinkhiyat mean congruity, like it's a very tough word, and I try to find out the other words, but the other words like similarities, harmonies. So if there are two people, they have similarities of ideas, similarities of value system, this similarity will cause them to come close. As-sinkhiyatu illatun indimam. It's basically this similarity, this harmony will cause them to come close. When they come close, they will feel friendship with each other. That's one reason. Now, question. You can ask, Maulana, how this silkiyat created? How do we get this silkiyat? Like how, is it by default, like when I born, I was like this? That I have this much charge and the other person has this much charge and we like each other? No, that's not the case. Let's find out how this silkiyat comes. First, we need to understand how many kinds of friendships are there. We divide friendship as a real friendship and an artificial friendship. We are not talking about artificial friendship here. What is artificial friendship? Since human is a social animal, sometimes he makes friendship based on need. Like someone has something which can be beneficial for this person, so he comes and express his friendship with this one. But it's really, there is no silkiyat between them, there is no harmony between them, there is no similarities between them. He's just claiming, and sometimes the other person believe, and that establish a friendship. We are not talking about this friendship, because this friendship has nothing to do with our original question. So we are not talking about this one. We are talking about the real friendship. The real friendship. Now, real friendship also divided in two forms. The real friendship, it's one of them is man-made and other one is a natural. I know this is a little bit dry, but please pay attention. Today, you will realize why you every year keep coming in the majalis in Muharram, why every year on 21st of Ramadan your heart is beating for Imam Ali. We need to find out. We need to find out why this friendship, from where this sikhiyat will come. This is, as I said, this friendship basically two types, like man-made and natural. What you mean by man-made? I'll explain. In fact, on my next majalis, as I said, I deviate from that odious topic. I will focus this hadith which will come right now. I will just give you a glimpse of that right now. Man-made mean, what that man-made mean? Please recite the salawat. Please recite another salawat. Before I will go there and try to find out the reason of silkhiyat, I need to prove this law. Because we just got that philosopher said that as-silkhiyatu illatul inzimam, we need to find out is that true or not. See, what's happened, let's see the children, they are very natural, they don't have any munafiqah or anything. When the two children sit down together, first time, what's their first inquiry from each other? Guys, pay attention here. When you sit down and you first time you saw a new child come in the school, what you ask? What's your name? And then what you ask? Which game do you like? Which color do you like? Which food do you like? Right? Most of the time you will see the inquiry in the youth, in the children is they try to match the similarities. They try to find out which color. See, this is most of the time in the kids. Which color, which thing, which game. That's their mind. They just go by this and they say, alright, so this way they can create, they find out, okay, this guy is similar like me, his habits are like me, so I will be friend with him. So I'll say there is a law that similarity directly proportional with friendship. The more the similarity, the more you will have a closeness with each other. In fact, this is not new. Maulana Rum in his Masnavi, he mentioned a story. He says he saw a stork and crow. A stork and a crow. Like in Urdu they call, he saw a kagwa and bagla. In Farsi they call, he saw a zaag and luck. They were together. They were always together. They were always together. So Maulana Rum said, when I saw this, that these are two different kinds of bird. Crow is black, stork is white, their size are different, they are different kind of, they have different habits. Why they are together? How come they got friendship? He says, when I keep monitoring, when I realize both of them, they are a problem on the leg. That's just like a misal. That's how he said, Maulana Rum said, when this thing, something similarity can bring even two animals together. Both of them has lung. That's why they came together and become friends with each other. Please recite the salawat. Now let's see the reason. We need to find out the reason. And as sister mentioned, and that's also related with our design, that human being, as I mentioned last time, the human being is designed such a way that it has a capability to acquire, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to acquire the attributes. Okay, please recite the salawat. So, there is the human soul, by default is looking at perfection. Is looking at perfection. By default, it has this fire in it to get all those attributes. All the attributes, the beauty. What Allah has, Shujaat, He wants to like Shujaat. He likes Shujaat. Jawad, He likes Jawad. Whether He himself has a Jude or not, He likes Jude. Whether He himself is brave or not, He loves bravery. Whether He himself is beautiful or not, He loves beauty. Anytime you get a beautiful flower, your heart goes to it. By the way, what the beauty is, it's a different concept. It's a whole concept what the beauty is. There is a proper arrangement of the thing called beauty. The way Allah designed this whole universe, it's everything is beauty. Because there is a ratio, there is a tanasub, there is a balance in everything in this universe. So the human soul, by default, loves all those attributes which it's supposed to get. Now, I mentioned that this is simple. That's why whoever has these attributes, the soul attract towards him. Like to be befriend with him. And if this one also has something, this other person also try to come closer to him. But then the difficulty is that I mentioned that this friendship, this seems like the friendship should be natural. No, as I said, friendship is not natural, it's not only natural, it's also man-made. How this man-made? Because we live with a different personalities, we raise our kids, and we have a value system. This child, inshallah, one time when I will discuss about the upbringing of a child, I will say that, I will mention that the child up to the age of say 7 is just a follower. He is collecting data continuously. Whatever his surrounding is, he collect all these value system. If his parents, if his family, if his friends, if the cartoon he monitor, watch, if the movies he watch, whatever the value system they try to give him, he absorb them. And he think this is Kamal. This is perfection. And based on that, his personality build. And as I said, I'm going to just give you a glimpse of one of the great hadiths, and this will be a topic of my speech next, whenever the next speech will be, that Imam Ali said, please recite the salawat. Imam Ali mentioned that how the personality build. He said, there is a process. You have thought, then you have the first initial is thought, conversation, action, habits, personality. You know, so this is the way the personality build. That's why he mentioned that be careful about your thought. These thoughts lead to conversation. And then he said, be careful about the conversation. This conversation will lead to action. And then he said, be careful about the actions that lead to habits. And then he said, be careful about the habit that will lead to your personality. And then in the last one he said, be careful about your personality that will be your destiny. Whatever the personality is, you have to just look around and see what's your destiny. You see right now what your destiny is. So there is a process where this environment can build our personality. Because there is input devices, and I just mentioned, I promise that I'm going to discuss this in detail next majlis. That input devices keep getting better and building a personality. That's how we get the ideas of Kamal. For example, his family love knowledge. They raise, they respect knowledgeable people. Now his personality is built up with this. He will come and start respecting
or start loving the knowledgeable personalities. The family will love to collect lots of money. His personality will be that when he grows up, his kamal will be a person who has lots of money. Now this creates sinfiyat. So when different people, they come in this center, they have these personality and their antenna, their eyes look around, scan and find out, okay, this is my category. Let's be friend with him, let not be friend with other person. That's how the friendship happened. Please recite the salawat. And see, the marketing over here, they know about this thing. You pay attention, look over here. Every time they design a cartoon or anything for the children, every time they design a movie or anything, what they do? They know the human soul is attracted towards perfection. So what they do? They make the main character such that it has one or two qualities. Like for example, then this character is brave. He's brave. And again, because the audience, they have a human soul. Human soul. See why these other animals are not interested in all these movies and cartoons. They only human. They are right because human understand this and they love it. Why the kids they are not attracted towards this news and other thing? There's nothing in the news. But in the cartoons, in movies, they have a character and that character has something in it which attract them, whether he is a brave. This brevity is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it built in him, that he loves, he feels this is a kamal. So he started looking him. But these marketing guys, they know this thing, so what they do? As one side he is brave, but the same character he does some other bad things like he's drinking and other stuff. That's how they deceive. They use one aspect of their personality and attract people towards them and make those other sins like a normal in the eyes of audience. That's how our personality builds. Or maybe some character is helper. Or some character he is generous. You see this, all these characters we see in cartoons and movies. And that's how they sell these movies. Please recite the salawat. So that's what I mean when I say that there is a real friendship but man-made, not natural. So what is the natural one? See, the natural one is that someone really have this attributes and he is not like a movie character, he is not pertaining something, right? For example, sometimes you see in the news and see, you are not interested, most of the people are not interested in the news, but this news come, everybody look. It seems that there is like a guy, an ordinary guy, an ordinary looking guy, he saved someone's life. He put himself in danger and saved someone else. All the channels start showing this news and everybody is watching. Ladies, everyone is watching. Why? Because they are attracted towards this. They want to know who that hero is. He is a hero. Because he has this quality of sacrifice. The same thing like forgiveness. Look, someone got killed by accident, a child got killed in accident and mother of the child forgive that guy. All of the sudden this become like a hero for human. So the human soul, as sister mentioned, is inclined toward those capability, those attributes which basically belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then problem here, the problem is not resolved. Okay, fine, we understand there is an inclination, but not that long. We do see this kind of examples, we forget them like in a year, maybe like a month. Few days, we don't go after them. So what's the our original question is still there. Yes, there is a link, but what that thing which make us cry for 1400 years. Are we loving them or is it automatic phenomena? Please recite the salawat. Alright, so the Kamal has a different level. I'm going to give you some level and you try to understand this. Okay, I'll give you a scenario. For example, there is someone who has an extra food. He has an extra food. Someone came hungry. He gave that extra food to him. That guy thanked him. Also, maybe someone else, like a father or someone, gave him a reward. Is that a good or bad? It's good. It's Kamal. It's Kamal. People like him. Good boy. You did an extra. You gave the extra food to this hungry guy. That's level one of the Kamal. The next level, that this guy doesn't have an extra food. He has some food for himself. What he does is share that food with other guy. Also get thanked and reward. The other person says, this one is a higher Kamal. This is a higher perfection. Well, the third one. This guy has a food. He gives his food and then he's not eating. He gives his food and then in the return he gets thanked and reward. This is higher than previous one. Oh, the next one, he gives his food and he's getting thanked but no reward. That's even higher. The next one, he gives the food and he's not asking for any thank or not asking for any reward, not anything. This is the highest Kamal, highest perfection. Please recite the salawat. Now you probably remember this ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa yut'imuna at'ama 'ala hubbihi miskinan wa yatiman wa asira. They are the one who give their food for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to who? Miskin, yatim, and asir, the prisoner. And what do they say? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And I mentioned that. إِنَّمَا is that only and only. Not for any other reason. Whenever إِنَّمَا come, it means only. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ. We gave them food for what? Only by وَجْهِ خُدَى. لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And then also mention them, la nuridu minkum, we don't want from them, jaza'an wala shakura, we don't want anything, any reward, we don't want any thank from them. So they got the ayman and we found they have the highest kamal. But that, is that enough for remembering them for 1400 years? Is that enough? Let's find out. Please recite the salawat. Why the love is not finishing in our heart? See, Allah will see their intention. See, when they do what they are saying, in reality they are saying they are yuziqu wa la yuzaq. They are feeding not to be fed. They're not requiring anything. Whose quality is this? It's the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah provide, never ask for thank. Allah provide, never require any reward. And then he continuously gave them, not one or two times. These Aima alayhi salam, they also have this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of their attributes have become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, as I said in my starting of my speech, these capabilities have turned into functionality. But then, how that can become like a criteria that we are still, after 1400 years, we are still remembering them. Yeah, there is a law. There is a law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned.
whichever thing will become waj'al waj'ullah, yad'ullah, farullah. What happened with that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the kullu man alayha fan. Whatever on this earth been destroyed, all of them. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only thing will remain on this earth is وَجْهِ خُدَى. It's وَجْهِ خُدَى. They are وَجْهِ خُدَى. They become وَجْهِ خُدَى. That's why they're alive in our hearts. Why they are alive in our hearts? Because I mentioned As-sinkhiyatu illatun indimam. We mu'mineen have something which kuffar they don't have. There is a magnet. We have some attributes which are similar with them, which are a little bit similar. Yes, density wise it's less, but it has something that threat towards them. So it's, we are not the one who are crying, we are not coming by ourselves in Majlis, they are pulling us toward Majlis. It's a huge magnet which are pulling our hearts toward Majlis. Please recite a salawat. That's the reason. That's why when someone start doing guna, he stopped coming in Majlis sometime. His heart is, okay, I'm going to do something else. But someone who's getting pure and pure is going over here. This more and more. I have seen myself, the bigger Ayatollah, the Ayatul Ughma, and the Arif. I don't need to. Nobody has to recite a long marsiya for them. All someone need to say, Hussein. And they start crying. Because the connection over there is very, very strong. It's very strong. So now we understand why we have these majalis. But then in Karbala, what's happened? Who came against Imam Hussein? Their animalistic desire were ruling on their body. They didn't have any silkiyat with Imam. They didn't have any silkiyat. That's why they came against Imam. If there is a single person who has little bit humanity, he will never come in front of Imam. He will never come in front, because his heart will attract him towards him. But these people, they were animal. See, one time in Kufa, there was a drought. People came to Imam Ali and said, Mawla, our cattle are dying, our farmlands are getting destroyed. Please pray for grain. Imam said, because that person was supposed to pray. People asked, Mawla, who that person is? Mawla said, call my son Hussein. Hussein came and just raised the hand. As he raised the hand, rain started. These Shuafa of Kufa, they become happy. They told to Imam Hussein, Hussein, one day we'll pay back. But alas, they forgot that promise. What they did instead, they threw water in front of Imam and they said, the wild animals are allowed to drink, but not you. Aghay Sazgar is one of the big names in Iran. He used to say that one of the zaki of Imam Hussein, Haj Marzouk, he sent a message to one of his friend Sayyid Hassan. He asked Sayyid Hassan to come to his house because he has some important task, important work for him. Sayyid Hassan narrated that I went to see him. He was very sick. Haj Marzouk said, now remember, he is this person used to recite Ruba'i Imam Hussain. Haj Marzouk said, I'm not going to live very long, but before I will die, I'd like to share something with you. Sayyid Hassan said, okay, I'm listening. He said, I was very sick, laying down on my bed. There I saw your mother, Hazrat Zahra, Salamullah alayha. Remember, he is Sayyid, so he called him your mother. Your mother, Hazrat Zahra. He said, I was very thirsty, and I had a high fever. He said, I have three daughters, the name Razia, Marzia and Fatima. And my wife said, I call my daughter Razia, please bring me a water. As soon as I said that, I saw a lady in hijab. She came forward. When I saw her, I feel ashamed. I didn't say anything. When thirst overcome me again, I call Marzia, please give me a water. Again a lady came out. I was ashamed, I didn't say anything. Then I called Fatima, please bring me a water. Again this lady came and I was silent. She said, Haj Marzouk, why are you calling us? Haj Marzouk said, Bibi, I'm thirsty. That's why I was calling my daughters. I didn't call you. She says, you're thirsty. Here's the water. She brought a cup of water and gave it to me. He says, I drank that water and it was very tasty. But before I drink, I said, Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Isn't that was my habit? That was my habit that before drinking water, I always used to remember Imam Hussein. He said, as soon as I said that, this lady started crying. She said, Haj Marzouk, please do masajid for me. Please recite masajid for me. I said, Bibi, to whom masajid I have to recite? She said, beside the masajid of Ali Azhar. See, the importance of Hazrat Ali Azhar. There is a narration, it says, Ayatullah Mirza Qummi. Whenever he has any difficulty, he says, always do tawassul with Hazrat Ali Azhar. People are asking, why Hazrat Ali Azhar? He said, you know why? Because in the Karbala, everybody got opportunity to defend himself. But Ali Azhar did not have even this opportunity. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallallahu alayka ya ibn rasulallah ya laytana kunna ma'akum sadati wa nakun يفوز فوزا عظيما. أدركنا الله أدركنا الله. Look at the children of Hussein. See how cruelly they have slain. The thirst I spear in Akbar, the pierced an arrow in Asghar. His cries are heard no more. His cries of thirst are gone. His tender neck is torn. As I said, tonight is the 10th night of Muharram. On the 9th day of Muharram, Imam admonished the enemy. He said to him, "Don't you know that my grandfather is Rasulullah? Don't you know that my mother is Fatima? Don't you know that my father is Ali?" They said, "Yes, we do." Imam continued, "Don't you know that this is the soul of Rasulullah? Don't you see that this is the amama of Rasulullah that I am wearing?" They said, "By Allah, we do." So he asked, "Then why have made the shedding of my blood permissible while my father is a saqi of the fountain of Kawthar? Don't you know that he will drive away people from that hog like camels are driven away?" So they said to him, "In fact, we know all of it, but we will not leave you until you taste death. Are you thirsty?" And the daughter of Imam, the daughter of Fatima, heard this said, they started to weep and wail. Hussein sent Abbas and Ali Akbar to them, and he said, "Make them quiet, for they will have a lot to cry for." The Imam sent Hazrat Abbas to the camp of Umar ibn Sa'd, Mal'un, said, "If you are able to save them off as per this one night, then do so, so that we may pray to our Lord in this night. For sure, you know, they like to pray to him and recite the Quran." Initially, Umar ibn Sa'd was not willing to grant them one more day, until a man in his camp said, "Oh Ibn Sa'd, if such a request came from foreigner, we would have accepted. And these are the brother of Muhammad. They are the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah. On this night, the recitation of companion of Hussein was like the buzzing of bees. Some were in ruku, some in sujood, some were standing, and some were sitting. They were preparing for a difficult day. It was a day when Hussein saw his most beloved companions sacrificing their life in the Karbala. He gave the lives of Zuhair ibn Qayn, Habib ibn Mazahir, Muslim ibn Asija. He granted them permission when he had answered their call for the help, and when he had to sacrifice the man from his family, starting with Ali al-Akbar, and his spear that was hurled into him, the tender Qasim, the son of Abdullah and Zainab, and then the Alamdar of his army, Qamr Bani Yashir. Now Hussein came to the tent of the lady when he said, Ya Sukaina. This is the last time he was coming over here. Ya Sukaina. Ya Fatima. Ya Zainab. Ya Umme Kulsoom. Alaykunna minni salam. Ya Sukaina. Ay Fatima. Ay Zainab. Ya Umme Kulsoom. For all of you, as the last, from my last salam. Here Sukaina asked, Ya Abastaslamta Lilma. Oh my dear father, have you submitted to the death? Imam replied, Kaifa la yastaslimu man la nasir Allah wa la mu'in. How can one doesn't have a How can I can't do that? I don't have any helper and assistant. Sukaina said, Ya Allah, Rabbana ila haram jaddana. Please return us to the haram of our grandfather. Return us to Medina. So Sam said, No, Sukaina, that's not possible. It was during those times that Zainab brought about a six-month-old infant who said, You have one more sacrifice to give. Oh, Hussein, You have one more hujjah to present. Oh, Hussein, You have to manifest your patience one more time. She said to him, Oh, Hussein, this is your son. He has not tasted water for 3 days. Go and seek some water for him. So Hussein took him in his hand. He went to Anime. He presented Ali al-Azhar to them. Oh people, you have killed my follower and the members of my household. And has remained this infant. He's weeping. With the thirst, when the point of this thirst, with a drink of water, Ya Khan, in lam tarhamuni, fa'arhamu hadha thirst. Oh people, if you don't do not have pity on me, then have pity on this infant. Oh Allah, who was watching these events, put an eye He aimed for the neck of Azrael, the tender neck of Azrael. He let it go the arrow. It pierced his neck. No rather it slaughtered him. فَزِبِهَا الطِّفْلُ مِنِ الْمَرِيدَ إِلَى الْغَرِيدِ Imam put his hand in Azrael's neck. Until the film is blood, he threw it towards the sky and said, Every hardship is easy upon me. And I know it again, under the eyes of Allah. Imam has the dead body of Ali Azhar. Now how can he take him back to the dead? على لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين ويعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلبين ينقلبون بعد الحسين